Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in the woods of Oregon. His preaching is entitled, Naming the God Who Blesses Us Every Day.
Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, Who do the crowd say that I am? And they said in reply, John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. And then he said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter said in reply, The Christ of God. He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed on the third day to be raised. The Gospel of the Lord. For those of us who were raised on the Baltimore Catechism, questions about God can always produce some anxiety. Who is God? Who made you? Why did God make you? And so on. Yet I find that it can be very profitable to spend a little time with today's gospel question. But who do you say that I am? To which Peter answers, the Christ of God. Perhaps you've had the experience of coming across some children at play, and one of them will tell you that, This is my best friend. There's little more to say. The description of the other child is perfect. And the description cuts two ways. Not only is the best friend delighted that he or she has been named in such a beautiful way, but the child who called him or his or her best friend is also delighted by his ability to bestow such an honor on one of his playmates. Perhaps this pattern of identifying the value of another person can also be carried out in a more elevated level, as when an adult professes, you've always been there for me. Or even in a higher vein, you always make me laugh. There's no doubt about it. Such recognition can do much to confer a real blessing in our lives and especially in our culture, with things so negative at this time. Sometimes this can happen with strangers, as when people ask for a little help. Can you help me lift this into the back of my pickup truck? Or can you reach that jar for me? Simple enough request. And then the person offers a thanks that really brightens our day. We think nothing when waiting in line or stepping aside to let someone pass or to offer courtesy or even a smile to a stranger. And that can fill our day with a pleasant confidence. What I would like to do is for us to take this simple human interaction into my life of worship. I'd like to name the Lord in these simple and marvelous ways that cause me to be joyful. One could put together a sort of litany of affirmation around the simple interactions that cause us to be happy during each day. Sometimes prayer can be contrived or complicated or even really boring. But to allow the simple, joyful interactions of our day to find their way into our blessing and naming God can allow us to praise God in a way that is delightful and uniquely personal. If my life is a bit dull, my sense of joy is inhibited, my duties are too much, the pace of life is quite out of control, I can even borrow from other people's experiences. I think now what is called the prayer of the rabbi. You happen to see or meet someone who is really remarkably attractive. And rather than stifle any sort of attraction through moral concern, you say this delightful prayer. Thanks be to God for such as these. There was an event that recently made the news that I found most easy to lead me into a sense of joyful praise. Sometimes it doesn't take much. I saw this on national television. At a high school with a very active and successful basketball team, there was a boy who didn't appear to be athletic at all. He was a guy who'd stay on the sidelines all the time, for sure. However, he practiced shooting the ball from half court, and after some time was getting the hang of it. The news segment showed him going out on the court before the teams in a gym full of students at halftime. He put up his shot, and to the astonishment of everyone, it swished home through the basket over 50 feet away. It was a perfect moment. I find that I can take such trivial occasions and bring it to prayer. I like to pray to a God who is present to such simple and joyful moments. A God who is present to my life, which is not at all extraordinary. As a gardener, I can find such moments before a plant or flower or tree. At the retreat house where I live, I recently obtained 2 golden retriever puppies to provide company for some of the retreatants who might not find anything else to be of interest here. I find the tumble-down excitement and the joy of their they take even with strangers to be a moment of praise to the God who is most simple and present in all of his creation. In the blessing and variety of ways that we can find in engaging the divine generosity and beauty, we can discover wonderful, simple, yet delightful ways of naming God, and a joyful answer to the question, but who do you say that I am? Oh, you are the Christ of God. God bless you all. Thank you.